Yusra is with us here for Wazaf Wednesdays. Have you seen Moana?
No.
You haven't seen Moana either?
No.
What? It's just me that says seen Moana. That's
no
good.
I know, because you're a little Disney princess at heart.
That is so true. It is Wazaf Wednesday, and we are joined, of course. Wazaf is this wonderful website. Yusra, in a sentence, tell us what Wazaf does.
Wazaf is the number one website in Egypt. And again, we're not bragging or anything, but we are.
You should brag about that.
You should, 100%. So yeah. leading recruitment website across Egypt.
True. Yeah. Yes.
And it's for recruitment and all kinds of stuff. You've got advice on there. You've got loads of stuff.
That's true. Internships, meetups, and of course the usual jobs, the job board that we connect job seekers with companies.
Perfect.
Okay. That's fabulous. And you are a career coach from Wazaf.
That's right. That's
and you're here to talk to us this morning about applications.
Applications and where applications go wrong, and sometimes why they don't work out. So tell us about that.
Okay, so we get that a lot, actually, and it's, to be honest, it's frustrating. Like, someone who's just graduated or someone who's even trying to find a new job, they keep applying for jobs and they don't seem to get it, or they don't know what went wrong.
Right.
Why am I not getting respond, or why is no one calling me back, or anything like that. So first of all, there are a number of factors that people should put into consideration, because understanding these factors would help them better their chances when they're applying to jobs generally.
Right.
Okay. First thing of all is the high competition.
Mm-hmm.
People usually tend to apply for one job and then wait for someone to call. So
yeah, I'm going to put everything that I got into one application.
True.
And wait.
Yeah.
So what is the right way? Instead of waiting for them to call, do you like go around to the managing director's house or something and say,
"Hi, I applied
for that job. Have you heard of me?"
To that extent, but they just forget about the fact that there are a lot of people applying with them on this very same job.
Right.
Okay. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot.
So what are the figures then for jobs in Cairo?
Okay, so I'm going to give an example from Wazaf. We currently have over 9,000 active jobs on the platform, mm-hmm. with over than 25,000 companies hiring. They vary from startups and multinationals and medium-sized companies.
Right.
And all these companies, they post jobs, and usually the average on each and every single job is 90 applications for one job.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a lot of people.
A lot of people. So you apply for one job, and then there are 89 other people competing with you on this very same job.
Yeah. And some will be more suited, less suited, and you just have to... So, I mean, what do you do about that then? What can you do?
You can basically understand the competition of the role you are applying to.
Right, okay.
I mean, I said 90 applications per job, that's just the average. It differs from one role to another.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because at the end of the day, the job market, it's just like any other market. It has the concept of supply and demand. Mm-hmm. Some jobs are highly demanded while others are not, and mm-hmm. this affects the competition.
Okay.
So roles like software development or technology roles, for example, that's trending, so it's highly demanded currently from employers. And on the other hand,
and are there lots of vacancies for those kind of jobs?
Yes,
there are.
Demanded.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of vacancies, and on the other hand, the supply or the number of applications is below average.
Right.
So that's a good chance for you to apply to such jobs. While on the other hand, we have roles like accounting or HR. Everyone wants to work in HR.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You're like the most hated person in the company. Why does anyone want to work in HR ever?
People just want to fire someone. I just want to fire someone. Give me a job so I can fire someone, please.
That's interesting. So are we going to talk do's and don'ts for applications, right?
Yeah. Do's and don'ts mainly in this part, in the competition part, you need to first, before applying, before you start to apply to a certain role, you need to understand the competition in that role. How is it like? Because if it's something that's not highly demanded, then probably you need to do more effort in order to stand out among all these applications.
Okay. If something is highly demanded, you mean? It's not highly demanded.
Yeah, not demanded.
Yeah, you just stand out more, obviously.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people.
My brain died. Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people.
In about 2013, I think it was, Sally. So there are a lot of people. If a lot of people go for a job, you need to stand out against the competition.
Yeah, that's true. So that's mainly the first factor of you need to know before applying to jobs, or that would better your chances.
So does that mean go take a course to give yourself an edge if needs be, things like that?
Yeah, a course, training, it's how you, the way you even present your experience, it has to be, you have to focus on achievements, you have to focus on what did you actually bring to your previous roles, rather than just copying and pasting job descriptions and stuff.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this shortly. We're here. It is What's Up Wednesday. And Yusra Nasrat is here with us, one of the What's Up coaches. And we're going to come back and we'll chat some more. Here's something new, though, from Clean Bandit with Marina and the Diamonds and Luis Fonsi. Such a happy vibe. A great tune. MK, Jonas Blue, Becky Hill, back and forth on The Morning Show. It is What's Up Wednesday. This is a great message from Mahmoud, who says, I love What's Up. Could you connect me to a job of sleeping, please?
they do have sleep clinics and those kind of things where people study sleepers.
Any jobs on your site, Yusra, for sleeping?
I'm not sure.
I think it's a pass on that one.
Yeah,
Mahmoud.
Sorry, Mahmoud.
Never mind. Okay, we're here with Yusra, as you heard, one of the career coaches from What's Up. And we're talking about the application process.
Yeah. And how the application can be disregarded based on things you do and you don't do, and how to give yourself the best chance when it comes to actually getting accepted in the job of your dreams, really, right?
True.
So we talked about how you need to have an understanding of the competition. Mm-hmm. So what's another thing that you need to know when you are submitting an application for a job?
Okay, so the other thing is rather interesting, but let me first ask you a question, guys.
Okay.
How long do you think it takes a recruiter to read a CV or an application and decide whether they're interested to know more or they just want to see the next one?
Well, you were saying that there's on average about 90 applications per job
That's right.
So I would imagine the average person's not got a lot of time in their day to be reading all those, right?
I think it's one of those things where, you know, people you grow up, people tell you don't judge a book by its cover, and then you get judged as your cover is judged wherever you go. And I think it's just one of those, like, instantaneously in a matter of moments they decide whether they like you or they don't.
So have you worked out exactly how long the average person spends looking at a CV?
It's 7 seconds.
7 seconds?
Yeah. So they actually don't read. They actually skim through the application or the CV looking for certain keywords, and that's it.
Right.
So in that very short time, you need to make sure that you do not rule yourself out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you only have 7 seconds, and the recruiter on the other side, they have a lot of applications to look at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, there's the screening questions. This is used in job boards nowadays. At WhatsApp, we use it as well. Are kind of questions that employers or companies use as a filtration tool. It could be something as simple as, why do you think you are the ideal candidate for the job?
Mm-hmm. I hate that question.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone does.
I know.
If you were to say something, like, what is your inspiration for this job, whatever, and someone like Mahmoud here says, well, I like sleeping in the mornings.
Thank you.
That wouldn't be a very good start, would it?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You got my point. So it could be something that simple, or it could be something that aims at testing your technical knowledge, for example.
Yeah.
So people hate these questions and they tend to misunderstand its importance. And on the other side, we as employers get answers like, why do you think you're the ideal candidate? I will tell you in the interview. No.
Really? Yeah. No, people haven't said that.
They do.
I love that.
It's really common.
Wow. Give me an interview and I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, wow. I need to know now so you can get the chance to sit in an actual interview.
Yeah, yeah. That's really interesting.
Would you actually, though, reply to someone, though, like that? I mean, if someone says, I'll tell you in the interview, wouldn't you just say, there's no interview?
Yeah, that's why I said in my mind.
Yeah,
no interview for you, sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, being asked out and like, you know, being like trying to work out if someone's a gentleman or not, and then saying to you, when you let me take you out on a date, then I'll open the door for you and I'll pay for it. Yeah, but for now, you're on your own, love.
I'll show you how much of a gentleman I am.
Yeah, but for now.
Thanks for that, Sally.
Sorry, just bringing it, making it relatable to me.
So, Yusra. Yeah,
back to what we're talking about.
Yeah, back to what we're talking about. So, if you are sending an application, you've got that 7 seconds to impress. Mm. How on earth can you do that in that time?
Okay, first of all, the screening questions, you need to make sure that you understand the question very well. Do any research if it's required. And put yourself in the employee's shoes. I mean, he has a lot of other applications, and this is a tool for him to know that you are special or to know that you are competent for the job. Mm. And it's a chance for you as well to provide like genuine answers and to focus on your achievements in order to get a better chance in the job. So this is the first thing. You need to focus on your answer. How do you answer these questions? The second thing is that you need to focus on, or that would probably rule you out if you forget about it, is the spelling and the format mistakes.
Right.
I was going to say that's probably like a huge, huge factor in you know,
huge
just
turn off.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge turn off.
Because it's quite easy to fix.
Yeah. The document.
So people think you just don't take care.
True. It gives a very bad indicator. And the last thing is the relevancy of your experience. You need to focus on the experience that you care the most about showing to employers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It has to be relevant. It has to be well described. And when saying well described, it's not just the obvious tasks of the job. I mean, I once had an office manager, for example, who had her role described as handled telephones and emails.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of obvious. I know.
Yeah.
And also probably just not even the full scope of what she did, she or he did.
Exactly.
She hasn't really put the work into selling herself with that.
True. Yeah. Yes. So you need to focus more on the achievements. What did you actually bring to the job? What did you add to the company you used to work at?
Yeah. What would make you special to the employer, I guess?
Exactly.
I think, does that not relate to confidence as well? I think a lot of people who suffer from insecurity issues, especially after rejection, you know, when it comes to them applying for jobs and someone says, well, why are you a good candidate for this, and they go, I don't know. But I don't know why I'm good.
Sometimes it's really hard to take a look at yourself and see what are the good points, isn't it? Sometimes it's really difficult to boil it down to something that is going to be
helpful.
It
takes time and preparation, of course, but again, it's something that would guarantee you get a better chance, because not all people do that. I mean, people usually go the easy way and just copy and paste their job description, and that's it. That's what I used to do.
Right. And to be fair, if you are someone who struggles with this kind of thing, I suppose that's what career coaches are there for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to help you.
The guys from WhatsApp are there waiting.
I know.
Waiting to help you. Well, we're going to come back again. If you have any questions for Yusra here, our career coach from WhatsApp, please do get in touch. You can tweet at 9FM, get in touch on Facebook as well, or you can SMS on 1042. Wednesday morning, 9FM, Jess Glynn and All I Am. It is What's Up Wednesday, and we're here with Yusra. Morning again, Yusra.
Good morning.
And we have this morning quite a few questions coming through.
We do.
Yeah.
Let's do a Mohannad's question on Facebook.
Yes.
It says, how do you respond to questions regarding your current salary, previous salaries, and desired salary, whether it's in a job interview or on a job application?
Great. Okay, so this question is usually asked in the interview or after you're done with the interviewing phase.
Right.
They get to ask you what's your expectations or what are your salary expectations. And it's kind of tricky to many people, but the most important thing you need to do is that you need to know the salary range for the role you're applying to. If you're a fresh graduate, for example, applying for a social media position, you need to know what are the salaries provided by companies in this role. And you take it from here. You know the range, so you tell them at the interview that I do not expect something that's different from the range, or you can even tell a certain number that's also within the range, because the range is not a secret. I mean, companies know it, and we as job seekers know it.
And a lot of the time, recruitment ads and things like that will actually post what the salary is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can check it that way.
Some Mark Zuff advice. This is my own personal advice, not from you, but if they ask you what your final salary on, and I'm writing this, if they ask you what your last salary was, mm-hmm. you lie and say something much bigger, right?
No.
Why would you do that?
Why would you?
Well, of course you're going to do that. You're going to say, well, what did you used to be on? You're like, oh, $1 million or something. Hoping that they're going to go, oh, we'll double it.
Yeah, we'll double it from here. Okay.
Is that not good advice?
No, that's, not really. Sorry,
that's
Mark.
Why Mark Zuff never took off.
Unfortunately not. We have a couple more questions, though.
Yeah.
Karim says, how significant are cover letters?
Okay, so cover letters are really important, especially when you're sending your CV in an email. You're not applying through a job board, for example, or something. So you need to attach your CV along with a cover letter. The cover letter is basically, it's the answer to why are you interested in this job. But you're being very specific to a certain job and a certain company. So it shouldn't be more than one page. Mm-hmm. And you should be explaining why you're interested in this role. For example, this role has certain requirements and you've got some skills and some achievements from your past experiences. So you need to enhance on these and show them how would you be able to add to their company using these skills and these achievements, for example.
And not just use a template, like the same color cover letter and just change.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not.
Peter S. says, what is better, a fancy design photoshopped resume or a regular black and white one?
A regular black and white one. Mostly.
Okay. Not too much funky stuff on there.
Yeah, not too much because, again, as we spoke earlier, employers get a lot of resumes.
Yeah.
So they don't want to open something that's all full of colors and drawings. And, I mean, it's really not visually appealing.
Not too busy. Nothing too busy.
Nothing like Legally Blonde when she gives the man a scented resume. Smells nice and it's pink.
Hello to Alette, who says, good morning, Sally, Mark, Yusra. What is the best answer for the question regarding the time gap that you might have had between jobs? It's a tricky one and a lot of judgments are made upon it.
Yeah. So if it's been a while since you've had a job, but you've been looking for a job in them, how do you present that without it looking like, you know, you're unemployable?
Okay, so you're probably still applying for jobs, but you didn't get the chance to get the job that you desire or to get an interview or anything. But most importantly, you need to work on yourself in this period.
Right.
I'm not just Loa. I'm staying here and I'm applying for jobs and that's it. No, you need to develop yourself, learn new skills, research in the field that you wish to join, and learn more about it in order to, when you get the job, you're going to be ready.
Take a little course or whatever.
Yes. Internships as well.
And trainings, of course.
And training.
Yeah.
So you could say, I've not had a job, but I've been taking this, this, and this to improve my chances.
Does like binge watching Daredevil season 3, does that help? Is that like a good answer or not? Like, what have you been doing?
Only if you're wanting to work on the Daredevil set. I think that's the only time. Yeah,
I can use nunchucks. All right. Well, tell us about relevance then. There's something that relevance you've been talking about this morning, or you've been wanting to talk about this morning. Tell us about that.
Yeah, relevancy is one of the factors that would better your chances when you are applying to jobs generally.
And this is on your site we're talking.
Yes, my site and on WhatsApp and on other job boards. I mean, the job boards now, they work, the system usually works by ranking applications.
Okay.
On the employer side, they get a lot of applications. So these applications are usually ordered based on how relevant they are. Many people think that they are ordered based on the date of the application or maybe alphabetical order or anything like that. But mostly it's based upon how relevant your skills and your experience are compared to the job you're applying to.
Okay.
So that's why job boards are mainly more structured than just sending a CV in an email and that's it.
Right.
Because it gives you the chance, if you are relevant to the job, it gives you the chance to be on top of the list at the employer's side every time. And on the other side, of course, it gives the chance to the employers to see the most relevant candidates first.
Smart, isn't it?
It is a bit.
It's all smart.
Yeah, that's the world that we live in now.
It's a win-win situation, yeah.
Well, Yusra, tell us, where can people go for help from you guys, from WhatsApp and stuff like that?
Okay, from WhatsApp you can just type WhatsApp on Google and then you're going to get the website, or go to WhatsApp.net and you're gonna get it from there. You're gonna find the job boards with all the jobs, and you can filter by location, you can filter by the role or the even the name of the company that you wish to join.
Right.
As for anyone that needs advice with writing their profile or writing their CVs, for example, they can always reach out to coaches.wasdorf.net. Mm-hmm. We provide resume review services, and that's it.
And you have blogs and stuff, right, as well? With I love these little blogs with a bit of advice on there.
Yeah, I actually wanted to mention that one. For people to know the most demanded jobs, we have actually a very interesting blog article that speaks of the most demanded jobs in the coming 10 years.
Oh.
Wow. So you can might as well check it out. Yeah,
so it's you can really plan ahead. Maybe you're studying at the moment and you don't know what to study.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, because people ask you that question in interviews as well. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? It's like, well...
In your seat. Yeah, mates.
Hopefully. So WuzzUf is spelled W-U-Z-Z-U-F. Get yourself on there.
Yeah.
And check out all those awesome things. Thank you so much, Yusra.
Thank you so much.
And we might even have you back next week if you're really nice. Yeah. But, you know, if you bring donuts next time, then we can come back. WuzzUf Wednesday. Get yourself on the website. Check it all out. And if you have any more questions, you can tweet them. You can Facebook us. And WuzzUf will get back to you.